Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. A modern-day contemporary of dinosaurs, alligators have survived their prehistoric ancestors into the 21st century. One species of alligator is native to Texas.
The alligators that we have in Texas are the American alligator, and it's the largest reptile in North America. They can be about 6 to 16 feet long, and they're usually pretty dark green. Sometimes they can appear black.
Jennifer Owen is the natural resource specialist at the World Birding Center's Estero Llano Grande State Park in the valley.
You'll find alligators in Texas basically all along the coast. They're magnificent animals and amazing to see in the wild.
Once on the endangered species list, alligators were delisted in the 1980s. However, they remain protected in Texas, as well as the 10 other states where they occur.
There used to be a big problem with alligator populations because they were hunted, not quite to extinction, but they were hunted to the point where their populations were severely dwindling. Then Texas Parks and Wildlife here in our state developed programs to deal with hunting of alligators and protecting their habitat. They've really been on the rebound and have become a healthier population now.
Find a link to more information about alligators at passporttotexas.org. That's our show for today with research and writing help from Lauren Seeger. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.